Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us, and let's start, Seamus, with the dollar stores. And Alderman Matt O'Shea, he's got them in his sights, doesn't he?
He sure does, Bob. Good morning. Yes, Alderman Matt O'Shea represents the 19th Ward in the city of Chicago. That's the Beverly-Mount Greenwood neighborhood. And there's a new dollar store that's being proposed down there, and he's basically said he's fed up with the existing ones down there. There's about five in his ward, and he said many of them are just in disrepair, the big garbages behind the buildings, the roofs falling in, and he thinks they're really have become a blight on his neighborhood. So he's asking the city to crack down on them, to tell them to put a little bit more effort into being good neighbors and getting in the way of this this newest one that would be a Dollar Tree coming to 106th and Pulaski. So you know, these are everywhere, and they're important to some neighbors, but he just said some of these ones in particular, a Dollar Tree and a Family Dollar, some of them are just they're not being good neighbors. So he's asking the city's buildings department and some of the other regulators to crack down on them and see what they can do to clean up. And it's been pretty well received by neighbors who agree that some of these places just you know, are really getting kind of run down.
Meanwhile, on Alderman Ray Lopez's crackdown list, he's dealing with these little free libraries, isn't he?
That's right. Who had this on their bingo card for things that the city might need to regulate? Little free libraries, we've all seen them in our neighborhoods. Some of them are on private land. You put them in your own front yard. You give away free books, things you want to get rid of. some of them in the city go on the city parkways, you know, where they've got maybe a little bit more space there if it's an apartment building. But Alderman Ray Lopez, he said, listen, they're getting a little out of control. They're putting them in our land. We should make people get at least permits for these so the city can get some sort of idea of where they are and whether they're appropriate. The one catch would be the only people that could actually get these permits would be licensed businesses, nonprofits, and other organizations. So, as you can imagine, the fans and supporters of these little tiny free bookstores say, "Hey, listen, that's going to exclude a lot of people that want to do this. You know, maybe a block club's got one, but they're not an actual licensed business." So, we'll see. It cleared through a city council committee yesterday. It could go for a full vote before the city council next week. But, woof, you know. Let's hope that those get regulated. I don't think they're talking about what sort of books could go in there, but
I don't know if that's high on the list at the city council. I think they have to deal with restaurants and tipping and wages and all that today, don't they?
Yeah. Yes. That one, actually, I think that one got delayed because of a clerical error. They forgot to put it on the agenda. But
oops.
They'll get around to raising the minimum wage for restaurant servers and other service workers at some point when they get it on the agenda.
Let's talk about the amazing discovery in Bronzeville.
Yeah, this was very cool. We've talked here before, Bob, about the Forum in Bronzeville, which has been around since 1897. Just a big venue for musical acts and dancing. It's been closed since the 70s, and there's a big effort to get it rebuilt. But during the renovation of it, in the attic, they found these old theater backdrops, and they're really gorgeous. We've got some big pictures of them at blockclubchicago.org. They show some city scenes and just really beautiful just looks that they would put behind theater productions. They are as old as the theater, so they're almost 130 years old. They had been rolled up and tucked away in the attic, and they've actually been working on this project for 11 years now, and they hadn't found them. So they rolled them out. They were a little dusty, had a little bit of water damage, but they're salvageable. And the guy that's doing the renovation, a guy named Bernard Lloyd, who lives right near the Forum, he said, "Oh, we're going to restore this. We're going to use these as part of the just the interior decorations for the Forum when they get it reopened. They have a lot of work to do. It's about a $25 million plus project, and they're still raising some money. But this was really a centerpiece of the Bronzeville neighborhood. Nat King Cole played there. Muddy Waters played there. And they've got hopes of turning it back into a venue and really pumping some more life into an emerging entertainment and nightlife district in the Bronzeville neighborhood.
Yeah, that would be a great thing for the area. And finally, this sounds like an idea whose time has come, an indoor dog park with a bar. You've got something for everybody here.
That's right. Well, unless you don't like dogs running around. But yes, there's a couple in the North Center neighborhood of Chicago that have rented basically a greenhouse. They sold plants, and it was pretty huge space at 2457 West Montrose. They came up with this idea. They're borrowing it from a place they visited in Arkansas where it's a dog park, but they'll have a full-fledged bar. So you can bring your pooch in there and get a drink and let them associate with other dogs. You know, you can bring dogs into some parts of some city bars, the ones that don't serve food, but this would really be dog-centric. The one in Arkansas, this was interesting. It was basically a real dog park where the dogs could run around off-leash. You can't do that in the city of Chicago right now, so you'd still need a leash on your dog for this place, which, you know, I love dogs, but having a bar with unleashed dogs running around sounds like a madhouse.
Yeah, a good way to meet people. The singles love it.
Yeah, I'm all for it. That seems like absolute chaos, and it seems like something we should at least try out.
Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.